Next weekend marks the third anniversary of the other big story in the region, PFAS, Gen X, and Chemours. It was on June 7th, 2017 when that story broke in the Star News, and it hasn't gone anywhere. Tests are still being done, lawsuits are flying, and legislators continue to wrestle with it. PFAS and Gen X may have taken a back seat to the COVID-19 pandemic, but they're still in the Cape Fear River. That means in Raleigh, plenty of work remains to be done.
So we filed two bills.
That's Representative Deb Butler of Wilmington. She and her colleague, Representative Pricey Harrison, have two bills under consideration on PFAS contamination.
One is just an outright ban on PFAS in this state for the manufacture, discharge, in any shape. The other bill does a couple of things. It seeks to make those who have discharge permits be more forthcoming with what's in those discharge waters. And so, we're trying to approach the precautionary principle. In other words, we're trying to make sure that permittees in this state first do no harm by disclosing everything in their effluent. And moreover, they've got to prove it safe.
Both bills have been sent on to committee. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.